Hey, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Choosing our friends is one of the most important choices we'll ever make, because our friends often affect how we act and how we think, which is something both Connie Kendall and Donna Barclay are going to learn about today.
I finished my chores, Mom. I'll be back in a little while.
Hold on, Donna. Where are you going?
I'm meeting Rachel at the mall. We're going to look around for a while.
Rachel Woodward?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you two weren't running around together anymore.
Well, we do things sometimes.
You know how I feel about her, Donna.
I know, Mom. You think she's rude and a troublemaker, but she's my friend.
She's not a good influence. You know, I worry about you when you're with her.
Why? All we do is walk around the mall and window shop.
I'm sure you do, but, well, there's something about her that bothers me. You know, from what I understand, she spends more time in the principal's office than she does in her classes.
That's not true, Mom. And like you've told me 100 times, you can't believe everything you hear.
I don't see why you still do things with her. I mean, you have better friends in the church group, don't you? Why do you have to go out with Rachel?
Because she's my friend. She's been my friend for a long time.
Yes, but you've changed a lot over the past few months.
But she's still my friend.
Well, I'm not sure I like it, but go ahead. Just be home by 5.
Okay, see you later. Oh, hi, Dad. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Donna. What was that all about?
Rachel Woodward. She's the one I told you about.
Oh, yeah. Well, why did you let Donna go?
Because it seems so harsh forbidding her from seeing one of her friends. Especially since I don't have anything more than an uneasy feeling.
Women's intuition, huh?
I don't know. It's something. And I keep hoping that the more Donna gets involved in church, the less she'll want to see Rachel.
Or bring Rachel to church with her.
Well, yes, for that.
Well, Donna's in an age where she has to choose what kind of friend she's going to have. I think we've raised her to choose correctly.
I hope so.
Well, hi, Connie. What are you doing here?
Well, Eugene's watching the shop, and I'm on my way to a Bible study. Thought I'd stop by to see how you're feeling.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Come on in.
This is so weird, you being sick and all.
Well, why? Seems like everybody's had this flu lately.
Yeah, but it's not just everybody. You're John Avery Whittaker, and rumor has it that he never gets sick.
Oh, you know better than to listen to rumors. But I think I'm starting to feel better, though.
Well, don't hurry yourself. Take lots of medicine, and don't forget the chicken soup.
Chicken? Thanks, Dr. Kendall. I've already had so much chicken soup, I might start sprouting feathers. Did you say you're going to a Bible study?
Yeah, a friend of mine from school asked me to go. Since I've been teaching one, I thought it'd be nice to just sit in on one again.
Is it at the church?
It's one of those independent groups. You know, just a bunch of school kids. I said I'd go just to try it.
You don't know any more about it than that? I mean, who's teaching it?
No.
Their background?
Well, no, not really. Is it such a big deal?
It can be if they're teaching the wrong things.
It's a Bible study, Whit. How can they teach the wrong things?
Just because it's a Bible study doesn't mean they'll teach the right things about the Bible, any more than a building with a label church on it means it's a good church. They're not all the same.
Yeah, but this one will be harmless, Whit. I promise to give you a full report after I go.
All right, Connie, but be careful. You can't be too cautious about who teaches you the Bible.
Your mom doesn't like you hanging around me.
Oh, you know how it is. She hears things about you and thinks you're part of a motorcycle gang or something like that.
Yeah, I know. Typical parent kind of garbage.
I don't think it's garbage.
You know what I mean. All parents ever want to do is boss you around, especially the ones who go to church a lot. My parents used to go to church and kept dragging me along. Then we had a big fight about it and they stopped making me. Now they don't even go. Do your mom and dad make you go to church?
No, they don't make me go. I go because I want to.
You do? You mean you like going to church?
Yeah. Do you want to come with me sometime? Maybe you'll like our church.
You've got to be joking.
I'm serious. We could pick you up and take you.
Not me, Donna. That stuff puts me to sleep. Besides, I like to stay in bed on Sundays. Oh, look, they're having a sale on the earrings. Look at them.
You have your ears pierced? Mom won't let me until I'm older.
I wish I had some money. Do you?
I don't get my allowance till next week.
Too bad.
I want to go look at some of the new blouses. Come on.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll be there in a minute. Donna?
Yeah?
No offense about church, okay? It's all right if you like that kind of thing. I don't.
Yeah, figured that out.
All right. We've had enough of the potato chips and cokes now. Let's get into some of the meat of the word, if you know what I mean. Now, first, let me make sure you've met our visitor here, Connie Kendall.
Hi.
Hi.
Maggie invited her, and that should be an inspiration to all of you to bring your friends along. That's why this Bible study was started, right? Right. Okay, let's begin our study of the teachings of Jesus. Now, who remembers what we discussed last week?
I do. You showed how the disciples got confused about who Jesus was.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, how did they get confused?
They thought that Jesus was the same person as God when he really wasn't.
Exactly. And this is important for us to understand if we're going to study the teachings of Jesus. Now, see, Jesus never pretended to be the same person as God. He was trying to say that God is in all of us.
Excuse me.
Yes, Connie.
Is that what you all really believe?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Here, let me read you a chapter from the book, Everybody Can Have God, by Dr. Victor Rutledge.
Wouldn't it be better to show us from the Bible?
Well, the Bible can mean anything you want it to mean, Connie. Now, listen to what Rutledge says about Jesus. Now, I'll start here at page 14. The myth that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God was started by...
I love going to the mall.
Not much fun. We don't have any money.
You didn't have a good time?
Yeah, it was okay. I thought we'd meet up with some of the gang from school. Guess they're all hanging out at the bowling alley. You want to go over and see what they're doing?
Nah, I better not. Mom said to be home by 5.
And you'll be there?
Sure.
What a darling daughter you are. My mom says to be home by 8, but I get there whenever I want to.
Really? But what's there to do after 8 o'clock? Do you go to the movies or something?
Are you kidding? We hang out at the bowling alley. Sometimes go out back if the owner throws us out.
Wow.
It's fun. You gotta do it sometime with us.
I don't know.
Excuse me, girls?
Yes, sir.
What do you want?
I'm Carter Braxton with the mall security.
Mall security?
Yeah, so?
Well, I've been watching you two a lot longer than you probably wish. I'd like to see the contents of your purses, please.
Well, here.
Wait a sec. Don't you guys need a search warrant or something?
You've been watching too much TV. Thank you. And what's your name?
I'm Donna. Donna Barkley.
Don't tell him your name.
Come on, Rachel. You should do what he says.
It'll make it a lot easier for you, Rachel. May I see your purse, please?
Yeah, here. I'll bet you do great work for the Russian police.
I'm just doing my job. You carry a lot of jewelry for a little girl. Do you need all these earrings?
Rachel!
Yep, they look familiar. You two girls had better come with me.
Let go!
Hey, come back here!
Run, Donna, run!
Rachel!
Is Donna gonna be in trouble with a detective? We'll find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, the conclusion of our adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, hi, Connie. You're back. Come on in.
Hi, Whit. Feeling any better?
Yeah. Well, how was your Bible study?
It was okay, I guess.
Only okay?
Yeah, it was... Well, now I'm confused.
What are you confused about?
Everything. Mr. Grayson taught a lot of things I never heard before. But the way he taught them, they kind of made sense.
What kind of things did Mr. Grayson teach?
That the Bible is just a bunch of stories that weren't true, and Jesus wasn't really God. He was just a good teacher. I wanted to argue with him, but he was so smart. He had an answer for everything I said. Now I don't know what I believe.
Connie, if Mr. Grayson taught that the Bible's just a bunch of stories and that Jesus isn't God, then Mr. Grayson is wrong. Absolutely, without question or doubt, wrong. The Bible is the Word of God. Jesus is God, crucified for our sins and raised from the dead on the third day. Now, if that's not true, then our faith is in vain.
That's what Mr. Grayson said. Our faith is in vain. That's why we have to keep an open mind.
Oh, good grief. Keep an open mind? Open to what? Open to teachings that go against the Bible?
Well, that's what I said, Whit. But he made me feel stupid.
Oh.
He said since I couldn't defend my beliefs, then my beliefs are wrong.
Oh, Connie, how can you defend what you believe? You're a young Christian. You can't be expected to know all the arguments. You need time to grow in the Lord, mature in the Word. Then maybe you'll be ready to defend yourself against ridiculous ideas. I'd like to have a talk with this Mr. Grayson.
I feel like somebody squeezed my brain out like a sponge.
Well, sit down. Come on. Relax for a minute. Have some chicken soup.
Yeah, thanks.
Connie, this is why I was so concerned about you going to that Bible study. You have to be careful about who's teaching you and what they're trying to teach.
Yeah. Guess this means I shouldn't go back.
Oh, naturally, that's up to you, but I'd strongly advise against it. Why hang around with people who don't believe in Jesus or the truth of the Bible? They won't teach you anything that'll help you. In fact, they'll make you even more confused. That's why the Apostle Paul told the church at Corinth to stay away from people who taught bad doctrine. He told them not to be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. In fact, he told the church in Galatia that anyone who taught anything other than the true gospel should be cursed.
What'll I tell my friends?
Well, I'm not sure you have to tell them anything. Unless, of course, you want to warn them that they're not learning the Bible.
Then what? We wanted to have a Bible study for a bunch of us from school.
Well, I suppose you could bring them to the shop.
You'd teach us?
I don't mind if you don't.
Mind? Are you kidding? It'd be great. Thanks, Will.
Oh, you're welcome, Connie. We'll start first thing next week.
If you're feeling better.
Pass the chicken soup, please.
I'm not showing you my purse until you show me a search warrant.
You must have been freaked. What did you do?
I took off. I wasn't going to hang around and let him play cops and robbers with me. It was just some lousy earrings.
Rachel?
Donna! Hey, I'll see you guys later, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I figured I'd find you here.
What happened to you? I told you to run.
Why? I didn't do anything wrong.
Uh-oh, you got that sound in your voice like my mom when she's about to lecture me.
I'm not gonna lecture you, but I just spent half an hour getting lectured by the mall detective.
He's got a problem. All those mall security people do. They're guys who couldn't get on the real police force.
Yeah, well, I came here to tell you that it was stupid to steal those earrings and run away like you did.
Yeah. So what'd you do? Give him my name and address? Tell him I'd be here at the bowling alley?
I should've, but he didn't ask. How could you do that? Why?
For kicks. It was just some earrings.
It's stealing.
All right. Save the sermon for Sunday.
I promised the detective that if I couldn't get you to return the earrings, I'd pay for them myself.
You're nuts.
Well, I figured you'd do it because you're supposed to be my friend.
I guess you bought yourself some earrings because I'm not going back. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that your mom was right. You shouldn't be friends with me anymore.
Will you take the earrings back?
No way.
Then I'll see you around.
Don't count on it, Donna. Hey, Richie! Judy! Wait up!
Goodbye, Rachel.
Donna?
Yeah, Mom?
Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's okay. Why?
You're watching Macho Headbanger Private Eye on TV.
Oh, yeah. I am, aren't I?
You hate Macho Headbanger Private Eye.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Do you mind?
No.
You sure something isn't bothering you?
I guess I've been thinking about today.
Like I told you before, I'm very proud of how you handled yourself with that detective and with Rachel.
I feel like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I kind of feel sorry for Rachel. I don't know what happened to her.
Or what happened to you.
Huh?
You're changing, Donna. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like Jesus is becoming more and more important to you. Because of that, it may get harder for you to stay close to some of your old friends. Friends who don't know Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that too.
Because your relationship with Jesus is important, you have to be careful who you choose to hang around with, who you spend your time with. As strong as we want to be as Christians, it's tough to do what's right when we spend a lot of time with people who insist on doing what's wrong.
I kind of figured that out today.
It's a hard way to learn a lesson, but I'm glad you learned it. I got the feeling that your father and I couldn't tell you about it.
You tried. I didn't want to listen.
I'm still proud of you, sweetheart. Here, read this and maybe you'll feel better.
Which?
Psalm 1, up to verse 4.
Out loud?
Go ahead. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, making fun of the things of God. They delight in doing everything God wants them to, and day and night are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely. They are like trees along a riverbank, bearing delicious fruit each season without fail. Their leaves shall never wither, and all they do shall prosper.
You know, those verses from Psalm 1 are only one place where the Bible talks about the importance of making good friends. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning in verse 14, "Don't be teamed with those who do not love the Lord, for what do the people of God have in common with the people of sin?" That's why we have to be very careful who we choose to be our friends, like Donna Barkley learned in our adventure. Or like Connie, we have to be smart about who we let teach us. We can be led into bad situations that will confuse us and even get us into trouble. God makes it very clear throughout the Bible to be wise about our friendships. Well, that's it for now. Adventures and Odysseys, a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again next time for more Adventures and Odysseys.